Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I love that start. That's the way to do it right there. All right, 3 days, 16 hours, and about 28 minutes. That's how long we have to wait until 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, February 9th, for the beginning of Super Bowl 59 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know you're all thinking that is about 3 days, 16 hours, and 28 minutes too long. Frankly, I agree with you. I agree that we are having to wait far too long for this Super Bowl to occur. I think that the Super Bowl should have been, you know, it, regardless, right? I think we all wish the Super Bowl was last week. I don't know if necessarily having the Super Bowl last week was the best idea, but anything was better than the Pro Bowl. I don't think I'm alone in that statement. After hours here on this Wednesday, February 5th. I almost said January. February 5th. Logan Weber joined by Jacob Mustard. And yeah, that's mostly what we're going to be talking about tonight is, of course, Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. There's some college basketball stuff going on. The NFL with more statements to be made today. Some college basketball news. And it was National Signing Day for college football today. So we may take a look at the recruiting classes for Kansas State, and Mizzou. We won't go super in-depth on that, but I kind of enjoy that sort of stuff. I'm one of those psychopaths that, while I do enjoy, like, playing game, right? Like College Football 25. I enjoy playing it. I like getting in game and playing with the University of Iowa against such and such school. But I really gravitate towards like the recruiting side of things when it comes to games like Madden or 2K or even like MLB The Show. I like to play the game itself, but I also really enjoy like the off seasons with free agency and the draft and all that sort of stuff. It fascinates me. So we may get into some of that throughout the course of the show, but the first thing we'll do tonight, we don't have any guests lined up. We're with you till 9 o'clock tonight. So most of what we're going to be discussing is, of course, the Super Bowl. And, you know, today is a day that there's not a ton of news that comes flying out, but we did get some news, and a lot of it surrounded injury reports for these two teams, starting with the Kansas City Chiefs. Some good news here. Only three guys appeared on the injury report for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jawan Taylor, who was listed as a full participant in practice today. Patrick Mahomes, who is still kind of hobbled up with an ankle injury, I guess. He was a full participant in practice as well. And Sky Moore was the only other Chief listed on the injury report coming off of that abdomen injury. He was a limited participant at practice for Kansas City today. Again, I am still of the opinion that you will not see Sky Moore in this game. I mean, maybe if you want to throw him on kickoff or something, like, I don't know if you want to put him on a special teams unit, but certainly not lining up at wide receiver or even, you know, in the punt or kick return game, especially with how good Nico Remigio has been. I just don't see Sky Moore being in an effective role for Kansas City in this Super Bowl. So that's great news for the Chiefs, right? You've only got three guys on the report. Two of them were full participants in this game. There was no doubt that Mahomes was going to play in this football game. I mean, there was no thought about it whatsoever, but him being on the injury report is still a storyline in some way, shape, or form. Jawan Taylor, he was sort of hobbled last week. He was limited for a lot of last week, but being a full participant today and like the first official injury report of the week is big news for the Kansas City Chiefs. So it sounds like he will be available to play right tackle. On the flip side, for the Philadelphia Eagles, they had an extensive injury report last week. Today, they came out with that full injury report, and they had a few guys that were limited in practice today, including Kenneth Gainwell, still coming back off the concussion protocol and a knee injury. Brandon Graham, who had the torn triceps, he was limited today in practice, but it sounds more and more likely like he will suit up for the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know how many meaningful snaps he'll get, but he is going to be available. Devonta Smith was a limited participant with a hamstring injury after he did not practice last week for Philly. They were trying to give him some rest for that hamstring. And then Jalen Carter. This is kind of an interesting one here. Dealing with an illness, I guess, and it sounds like the Philadelphia Eagles have been dealing with some illness issues within their organization this week. Some players and coaches feeling a little bit under the weather. He did not go through media participation today, so he did not meet with the media in any way and was limited in his capacity at practice today for the Eagles, although I still am of the belief that he's definitely going to play in this football game on Sunday. A lot of full participants for Philly today as well. Zach Bond with the groin injury, he was a full participant. Britton Covey was a full participant. Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens, both were full participants. CJ Uzuma and Dallas Goedert. So this injury report for Philly looks a lot better than last week's injury report did, which kind of was the expectation, I think, for many people. A lot of it was sort of precautionary or giving their guys some rest and allow them to kind of bounce back in a big way. According to this report from NBC Sports Philadelphia, nothing is definitive, but all signs are pointing towards Brandon playing in the Super Bowl after suffering torn triceps on November 24th. So, like, 2.5 months ago, this guy tore a tricep, and everybody, including Brandon Graham, thought that his season was over with. But he started to rehab as immediately after surgery with the goal of being back for the Super Bowl. Sounds like he might be able to do that, as this could very well be his last NFL game ever. He's been in the league for 15 years. He said before the season started that this was going to be his last year in the league. So that's kind of an interesting situation to follow there. And of course, for Britton Covey and CJ Uzuma, those two guys aren't even on the roster really for the Eagles. They're not on the 53 man. So they would need to be activated off of IR to even be available to play in this game. So we wait and see how exactly that one plays out. Same situation though for Brandon Graham, who's still not activated off the IR either. Our text line number is 913-586-7965. Feel free to send us some messages. I've got an 816 here in the text line that says, Sky Moore doesn't need to touch the field on Sunday. I agree. Why? I don't see the reason why. I mean, you've got D-Hop, you've got Hollywood, you've got Xavier Worthy, you've got Juju Smith-Schuster, who's played really well, especially in that game against Buffalo. And Justin Watson, who always comes up, you know, at one or two points in a game. I don't want to say he's like the wide receiver equivalent of Daniel Sorensen, because I don't feel like he makes the level of mistakes that Daniel Sorensen made at times. But you just kind of forget that he's there. And then you're like, wait, what is Justin Watson doing in the game? And then there he goes. He catches a 2-point conversion, or he catches a ball 40 yards down the sideline against the Steelers on Christmas Day. And you're like, okay, I'm going to shut my mouth. I guess that's why Justin Watson's on the field. So I don't see a need in any stretch of the imagination why Sky Moore would need to play meaningful snaps in this game on Sunday.
No, it's the whole reason you brought in DeAndre Hopkins and brought back Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown is so you don't have to rely on a guy like Sky Moore come Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the kind of guy that you really want to look to in a big moment and say, all right, here we go. It's you now. Let's get after it. I don't think that's the right move at this point. Not a lot of other Super Bowl news to be had, at least as of right now. I saw a stat today that's completely and utterly insane. So Patrick Mahomes in his career, and I'll give a shout out to WTF Stats. I think we all know what the acronym WTF stands for, who pointed this out to everybody on Twitter today. So Patrick Mahomes in his career, right? We've talked about how this is the greatest start to a career for an individual player in the history of the National Football League. You can't really look at anybody else and what they did in their first 7 years as a starter and say that they had the same level of team and individual success as Patrick Mahomes has. You have to go outside the sport. We talked about Bill Russell. We talked about Magic Johnson. We talked about Wayne Gretzky. If you wanted to throw, I don't want to put like Tiger or Michael Phelps or Serena Williams necessarily into that category because those aren't team sports. But this is an insane stat. So Patrick Mahomes in his career, right, has a 66.6% completion percentage, which is really good, right? He's completing 2/3 of his passes in his career. Patrick Mahomes in 7 years as a starting quarterback has been to 5 Super Bowls. That's 71.4%, meaning Patrick Mahomes is more likely, at least according to the percentages, to make the Super Bowl than Patrick Mahomes is to complete a pass in a game. What?
Yeah, I mean, we saw these statistics for Brady, and it's just a testament of how great a player can be. Brady, at one point, was more likely to make the Super Bowl than Steph Curry was to make a 3-point shot, and that's what Curry is known for, is about a 40-45% clip, and that's what the odds were for Brady going into, even when he was on Tampa Bay, his final season, or was at about 40%.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's otherworldly what he's been able to accomplish in his career so far. ESPN also came out with their quote-unquote expert predictions for the Super Bowl. They had a long list of experts, 67 of them. 67 experts, apparently in the National Football League, weighed in to ESPN to say who they thought was going to win the Super Bowl. And of those 67, 41 said the Kansas City Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl. 41, that's about 61%, while only about 39% picked the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of them were, close scores, I would say. 27-23 was picked 5 times. 27-24 was picked 10 times. 31-28 was picked 5 times. The largest margin of victory predicted by any of these experts was a 38-24 win by the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think by all intents and purposes, most of these experts, 63 of them, in fact, predicted that this game would be decided by a touchdown or less. A one-score game, which I think is a fair estimate, especially considering the history of Super Bowls in general, and especially the Chiefs Super Bowls, outside of the one obvious one that we, do not talk about.
We love talking about that one. What you mean?
No, we don't love talking about that one. I don't. You might, but I don't. Yeah, a lot of NFL analysts had, again, 41 of them picked the Chiefs, and then 26 of them picked the Eagles. Funnily enough, you take a look at some of the people who picked the Eagles to beat the Chiefs. A Bills reporter, Elena Getzenberg, covers the Buffalo Bills. She picked the Eagles to win this game. A Chargers reporter, Chris Rim, picked the Eagles to win this game. A Patriots reporter, a Raiders reporter, all picked the Eagles to beat the Chiefs. And maybe they, maybe they did their research and they honestly believe the Eagles are going to win, or they're just being spiteful. Could be. Right now, 55% of the experts think that Patrick Mahomes will win Super Bowl MVP. 28% say, and 7.5% said Jalen Hurts. Interesting. But yeah, I was kind of surprised to see ESPN and their experts, quote unquote, are actually picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I was a little bit surprised by that.
I mean, at this point, if you're betting against them, you're on the wrong side of history twice, two back-to-backs and three times so far. So, you know, history tends to repeat itself. There are some instances where that doesn't happen, but for the most part, it's kind of dumb to bet against the reigning champs.
I would tend to agree, especially when they are the back-to-back defending and reigning champions of the NFL, and they've won three Super Bowls in 5 years, and they've been to four, and they three Super Bowls in 6 years. They've been to four in five now in these 6 years. It's kind of hard to pick against those guys in a lot of respects. Got a lot more we want to get to here on tonight's program. We'll continue to talk some of this Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl as we go along. You can feel free to send us messages in our text line, 913-586-7965. We've also got some college basketball news, but a lot of news in the NFL in general coming out today in the lead up to the Super Bowl, as it does every single year. We're going to try to dive into some of this when we come back. This is After Hours. You're listening with Logan Weber and Jacob Mustard on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's something that doesn't quite hit the same without Adrian Wojnarowski covering the NBA anymore, right? When you would get a Woj bomb on Twitter. But I have to say, Shams Charania is doing a great job with it. We had a Sham bomb drop just a little bit ago, 5 minutes ago. We're not going to talk a lot about the NBA, but there is the trade deadline is looming, right? Huge news out of the NBA. About 5 minutes ago, Shams reporting that the Miami Heat are finalizing a deal that will send Jimmy Butler to the Golden State Warriors in exchange for Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and a protected first-round pick. So the Golden State Warriors trying to find another piece for Steph Curry as, you know, the latter years, the twilight years of his career begin to dwindle. Jimmy Butler out in Miami. He is officially a Golden State Warrior.
Yeah, and I know we're going to harp on this pretty quick. I don't understand it from the Miami Heat perspective unless their entire goal was to slight Jimmy Butler and not send him to the Suns where he wanted to go. I understand they probably couldn't fit him there with the cap space, but you get a protected first round pick. Schroeder's, you know, not the youngest, neither is Andrew Wiggins. They're not going to be building pieces, and you just traded away your best asset in hopes of, like, he's your best player to give you a chance to win a championship. You know, Bam Adebayo, great player. He's not solely going to get you to the NBA championship. And Kyle Anderson, this just, you know, it doesn't move me in any way. I think it's a great trade for the Warriors because they didn't have to give up any of their young assets. And Dennis Schroeder, who they just recently acquired, who was not playing good for them. And, you know, that protected first round pick, at least they got a protection on it because we're not sure how long Curry's going to be around.
Right, and a first-round pick in the NBA is, I mean, it is a roll of the dice, right? I mean, in the NFL, if you've got 32 guys picked in the first round, there might be 10 or 12 of them that end up being really good players in the league, right? Minimum 10 or 12. In the NBA, 30 guys, if you're not the number one overall pick or a top five or a top 10, if you look outside the lottery, there might be one dude from 15 through 30 that ends up being like a reliable all-star caliber, all-NBA level guy. Maybe.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
pick is not a heartbreaker by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and you have perfect example. The best player in the league right now came from the second round of the draft. I'm pretty sure pick 45 was Jokic. It's, you know, a huge hit and miss rate from outside of the lottery. I would go as far to say outside of the top three or four. I mean, you have the classes with Wembanyama, and then you have to go all the way back to LeBron, Wade, and Carmelo Anthony, where there was a solid stretch. And then you can even go to there's a couple draft classes with, like, Lonzo Ball, if he can stay healthy, Jason Tatum, and the draft classes with Brandon Ingram. There's usually a handful of players, but, you know, not very many needle movers.
No, not by any stretch. And for Dennis Schroeder, he has become a journeyman in the National Basketball Association. He played 5 years with the Atlanta Hawks from the time he was drafted in 2013-14 until 2017-2018. Since that point, he has played for now, if this trade gets approved, right, and it goes through in its entirety, this will be his eighth NBA team since 2018.
Yeah, that is crazy to think about.
Teams in 8 years.
Yeah, he was known for being that guy with the blonde patch in his hair back in Atlanta, and now you think he was on the Lakers, and then he got moved. He's being tossed around like Vince Carter was near the end of his career. Just, what team will give me a contract next?
Yeah, it's something. But for the Warriors, right, this is sort of like a win-now sort of mentality, because Jimmy didn't seem all that convinced about going to the Warriors in the first place. And, you know, the Warriors right now are one game above 500. You're right, they didn't give up any of their young pieces, but Jimmy Butler has a player option when this season ends, so he could theoretically become a free agent this year, in which the Warriors just gave up Wiggins, who is, you know, a pretty reliable piece on their team. He's won a championship with the Warriors, along with Schroeder and Kyle Anderson as depth pieces for a guy who may spend half a season on your team, not even half a season. They got 33 games left in the regular season. So that one is kind of, that's a big move, but it seems like the Warriors are kind of trying to buy in, especially because earlier today, you know, Kevin Durant said he did not want to go back to Golden State. Still some possibility of some movement for Kevin Durant, certainly. Of course, De'Aaron Fox got traded by the Kings to the Spurs. The Kings made another deal today with the Washington Wizards to acquire Jonas Valanciunas. Siddy Kissoko is going to the to the Wizards for it, with him and 2 second-round picks. Valanciunas this season with the Wizards, he had some good years with the Grizzlies, I want to say, as well. He's averaging 11 and 8. So Kings are looking for a little bit more size, maybe somebody to pair alongside Domantas Sabonis. And then the Bucks trading away longtime shooting guard Chris Middleton, shooting guard, small forward, to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma. It is the Bucks will also sending off AJ Johnson and a pick swap to Washington. And Patrick Baldwin Jr. is coming to Milwaukee and a second-round draft pick. You're familiar with Patrick Baldwin. He went to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's from the state of Wisconsin, so that's kind of an interesting one, although he hasn't played at all, really. He's averaging 2 points a game. So look for, I mean, I'll give the NBA a lot of credit, right? I mean, they get dominated by the NFL in the grand scheme of the media cycle. But the trade deadline and the first few days of NBA free agency are always a complete and utter circus, and it's fascinating to follow.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that the league with, you know, less total players ends up making, you see a lot more movement. And yeah. I think the Chris Middleton trade is another one that is going to be similar to the Miami Heat is kind of, you know, it's intriguing, but they downgraded talent-wise from Middleton to Kuzma. Now, you know, some say talent is availability or includes that, and Kuzma is definitely way more available than Chris Middleton. Mm. But I don't see Kuzma hitting 3-game winners in a playoff and doing what, for the city of Milwaukee, what Chris Middleton did. It's sad to see him go. I was a big Chris Middleton fan when they made their deep playoff run. But, you know, you got to turn over a new leaf, and he's probably going to hit the buyout market. The Celtics made a cap trade mid-level exception, so that's another former Bucks player that could end up on the Celtics.
We shall see. Some news out of the NFL today, and we've got some of it that I really want to dive into, but one that may have some not-so-nice ramifications if you are the Green Bay Packers. So Josh Jacobs, right, running back for Green Bay, who was with Vegas or the Raiders for several years, this was his first year with the Packers, was on a radio show today and was asked about the team and what they need to do to kind of improve, right? This was with 97.3 The Game, a Milwaukee-based radio station. He said, we've got a really good young group of receivers. All of them can be really, really, really special. He said, but I think personally, we need a guy that's proven to be a number one already. Somebody we know that's going to be a little bit more consistent. This did not go over very well with Dontavian Wicks of the Green Bay Packers, who simply quote tweeted it and gave it a couple of thumbs down. I mean, I don't think that's the reason why you weren't successful this year, Green Bay. I think you were in an uber-talented division with the Lions and the Vikings, and it just didn't go your way. Now, this Packers wide receiver core, yeah, they have a ton of young talent. Unfortunately, they have trouble staying healthy in a lot of respects. Dontavian Wicks missed time this season. Of course, you know, Romeo Doubs missed a lot of time. Christian Watson, the ACL tear towards the end of the year. Outside of like Jaden Reed, a lot of the guys on this Packers team were dealing with some sort of injury issue. Now, Wicks wasn't necessarily dealing with injury issues, but, you know, his usage rate wasn't high. Also had, you know, some problems. He had 76 targets this year and then caught 39 passes. Something tells me something about that's not quite right. So we'll see what the ramifications of that are with the Green Bay Packers. But that wasn't the only news to come out of the NFL today. A couple of things. We've got another nation that the NFL will be heading to next year for a game. And the NFL Players Association had some strong words about a certain prospect that's floating around the league, and it may revolve around playing more games. So we'll be discussing that when we come back. You're listening to After Hours with Logan Weber, my producer for tonight's show, Jacob Mustard on 96.5 The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFL never strays away from the news cycle. They do such a phenomenal job of staying in the know and in the news all the time. And a couple of news stories coming out of the NFL today that I want to talk about with you in just a few moments. After Hours here on 96.5 The Fan, Logan Weber here with you. My producer for tonight's show is Jacob Mustard. If you want to send us a message, you can, 913-586-7965. It could be about the Super Bowl. We can talk about that. We can talk about the NFL news that came out today, the NBA trade deadline. We can talk about college football, right? National Signing Day was today. So all classes for the class of 2025 are confirmed as of this point. So we can discuss that for Mizzou or KU or K-State. We got college basketball news to get to, all of that. A couple of people in the text line. Somebody said, raise your hand if you think Dusty and Bob are drunk right now. Can't say I blame them if they are. Go out and enjoy yourself. I mean, it's hard not to enjoy the festivities of Bourbon Street, I imagine. Can't say I've ever been to New Orleans myself, but I'm also not much of a drinker, admittedly. But if I was down on Bourbon Street, I would certainly give it my best, no question about it. So I'm sure they're down there having a great time, no doubt about it. An 816 said, no shade intended, Jacob, but when I hear your name, the only thing I can think is Colonel Mustard. They said they're old-ish. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's fair. I'm going to hear it the rest of my life as long as Clue sticks around or people keep talking about it. I replied in there too. Pretty much all my coaches would go around and be like, Mustard, huh? Did you ever play Clue? And I was like, yes. You know, I'm on the younger side. I'm 23, but I'm old enough to still have played board games and played Clue. So I did lean into it, and I always played as Colonel Mustard when available, because, you know, I'm from a family of mustards, so everybody was gunning for him.
Family of mustards. I don't know why that something about that sentence cracked me up. Another person on 816 in the text line said, I don't love the move by Jacobs, but Wicks shouldn't be upset because it's the truth. Doesn't matter if it's because of health. They don't have a consistent guy. And you're right. I don't know if Josh Jacobs in that setting, if you're the guy to make that statement, right? I mean, to say that your teammates aren't good enough at this point in their careers. I agree. Health or not, you know, yeah, Christian Watson can be really, really good, but he also disappears for weeks at a time, even without the injury issues. Dontavion Wicks, like I said, 39 catches on 76 targets or something. So he barely caught over half of his targets, which is tough. And that's not a guy that you can rely on three downs for 60 minutes over the course of 18 weeks in a regular season. So I agree with you that that is a very, very truthful statement by Josh Jacobs. I just don't know if that's really your place to say something like that and to say it, you know, publicly on a radio show that manner, because it kind of can be misconstrued as a dig on your teammates. And that's probably not how he intended it by any stretch of the imagination, but they're professional athletes and everybody's got an ego to some extent. It's like, oh, well, so I'm not good enough. Is that what you're saying? Like, we need a number one wide receiver because I'm not good enough. I'm sure Jordan Love's probably thinking the same thing. Yeah, absolutely. You know, Christian Watson may be able to go by the start of next season, but he might also, you know, be a little bit behind the eight ball because of the injury. Go get T. Higgins. If you can swing it, go get T. Higgins. I think he'd be a great fit for the Green Bay Packers. Although T. Higgins is not the most healthy guy on the planet either. But when he's healthy and available, he's a phenomenal wide receiver. I think that he's probably a number one wideout for at least 20 teams in the National Football League. I mean, there's only a handful that I can think of, and I was talking about this earlier today with some folks, a couple of buddies of mine, that, you know, outside of Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill. I mean, I know that Tyreek kind of had a down year for the Dolphins, but I still think that when healthy, he's one of the best wide receivers in football. I'm not sure outside of maybe those three teams with Cincinnati, Minnesota, and Miami, he's probably a number one wide receiver for the others.
I would quickly throw in the Eagles with AJ Brown and the Cowboys
point.
With CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, CeeDee is one that I had forgotten about. CeeDee is one that I had forgotten about. We'll see if, I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. in Jacksonville, I mean, he surprised the hell out of me this year. If he can continue, Malik Nabers maybe with the New York Giants, although they need a quarterback. So maybe don't sign T. Higgins. You need to figure out the quarterback position. You had a running back, let him go. Thanks. We in Chiefs Kingdom really appreciate that. God. But, you know, somebody else in the text line just said, does mustard like mustard?
No, it's one of the comedic things.
Not a mustard guy, huh?
No, more ketchup.
Interesting.
Than mustard, for sure.
All right. Somebody's going to give you flack for that, I'm sure. 913-586-7965. But the National Football League did have a couple of storylines that came out today. The first one, courtesy of the NFL itself. Next year, in 2026, the NFL will be heading down under. The Los Angeles Rams will be hosting the NFL's first ever game in Australia during the 2026 season. It will be played in Melbourne at the iconic Melbourne Cricket Ground. And again, as I said, the first NFL game ever to take place in Australia. Right now, the Rams are the only team confirmed. They're going to be the home team, the host club for it in some way, shape, or form. The opponent, the date, the kickoff time, all of that stuff is yet to be announced. But the NFL, right, this has been a big sticking point for the National Football League and Commissioner Roger Goodell in recent years, trying to expand the game, right? They've gone down to South America. They've gone across the pond to you know, Spain and Germany and other places like that. They're now going to cross into yet another continent and take the NFL to Australia. And not I mean, that's not overly surprising when you see the level of success that, you know, Australian players have had in the National Football League. And I mean, I guess, you know, look at some of the right with punting, right? Especially like special teams. You see a lot of former Australian rugby players that become great kickers and punters in the National Football League. Guy that's playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday, Jordan Mailata from the Philadelphia Eagles. Another Australian-born player, grew up playing rugby, and is now a very, very good offensive tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a second-team All-Pro in 2024. So not surprised to see them try to expand a little bit further and bring the National Football League to Australia, where football has become a more popular sport as of late for many in that country. In 2026, Rams are going to play 9 at home. I don't know what that, yeah. Australia is now one of the Rams' 6 international home marketing areas, along with China, Mexico, New Zealand, Japan, and South Korea, whatever. Anyway, the NFL is going to take itself to Australia next year. The Rams are going to be playing somebody at some point, at some random time in 2026. The other storyline coming out of the NFL today came courtesy of the NFLPA, the National Football League Players Association. Their executive director, Lloyd Howell, is pushing back rather aggressively, I may add, to Roger Goodell, right? The commissioner of the NFL, who has been fairly vocal in recent years about his interest in potentially expanding the NFL even further to an 18-game regular season. In fact, Goodell earlier this week made a statement that safety data doesn't discourage the expanding the regular season to 18 games. Howell Jr. very vehemently disagreed and said, frankly, we're not sure how he's reaching that conclusion based on the data we've been given access to. He was asked about the NFLPA's current stance on an 18-game season after Goodell said that it might be a possibility. Howell said that players are against another regular season expansion after adding a 17th game just 4 years ago, right? 2021. He's like, no one wants to play an 18th game. No one. That's quote unquote. 17 games is already for many of the guys too long. 17 games is also so lengthy that you're still dealing with injuries going into the next season. So there are a variety of issues that hang off of the length of the season before any formal negotiations. He said that any of the conversations that Howell and Goodell have had, the executive director of the NFLPA and, of course, Commissioner Roger Goodell, any of their conversations have been informal. Under the current CBA, which expires after the 2030 season, the length of the season is currently written into that CBA. So, in order for them to change it before 2030, it would need to be voted upon and agreed to by both a majority of the owners in the National Football League and a majority of the players in the National Football League. So if they were to go to an 18-game regular season, I would be extremely surprised if they decided to vote on this before 2030. Under the current CBA, I just don't see it happening. I think that there would be a great deal of contingencies that would come out via the NFLPA and the players in the NFL themselves saying, okay, you want us to play 18 regular season games, so pay us more, right? That's going to be the default answer to this whole situation, and things are going to quickly devolve from there. I hate the idea of an 18-game regular season, and I'm somebody who loves football, but I just am so concerned about the injury factor in the league. You just had, statistically, the lowest number of concussions in an NFL season since 2015. So things are improving in some respect. Why are we trying to do this right now? I mean, the 16 games I thought was great for the league. 17, okay, fine. I think 17 games is good. At a certain point, you're reaching overkill, right? Like, I feel the same way with the college football playoff. Like, 4-12, I love that move. If you want to go to 16, okay. Anything more than 16, and I think that it's overkill. You may have to get rid of a regular season game at that point in college football. I think that there's, at a certain point, there's too much football to be played. Not for the fans, of course, because we all love to watch the game of football. We're addicts for this stuff. I get that. But for these players who play in and play out are engaging in a small car crash with their bodies, that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. And you put another regular season game in and you say, oh, well, we'll take away a preseason game. How does that benefit anybody?
If anything, it makes it worse because the preseasons, I know a lot of the starters don't play many snaps, but they still play some. You'll still play a quarter, still play a half sometimes just to get in rhythm and get the body active. And, you know, I can understand the only logical reason is because they want to be on television for longer periods of time. You know, the NFL season seems like it takes forever to get here, and then it's so condensed and so quick, and we're already talking about the end of the season when it feels like, you know, just a couple, it feels like a month ago we were just starting the season. And so I can see how, you know, the NBA's regular season is 82 games long. I can see how they want to keep a longer time of the year football on everybody's mind. I mean, not that it isn't, but, you know, I would suggest they go to expand it to a 16-team playoff in before you add another week. I mean, I know they did the expansion and made it to where only the number one seed could be having a bye week, but it feels like there is a missing side of that other bracket. NBA also has 8 teams per conference. It kind of seems like the next step would be playoffs expansion before another regular season game, because I think if you touch the regular season, you're going to have to add another bye week too.
Yeah, you'd have to add another bye week. And I think getting rid of a preseason game there's no benefit to it, in my opinion, because like you said, you know, starters, you know, they play the first quarter maybe, or maybe they don't play. That's happening a lot nowadays. And I think that's because you have a 17 game regular season nowadays where, you know, guys, you may go in for a quarter, you may go in for even a half, right, at most, to kind of take some knocks and get yourself adjusted to it. But the preseason is less for players 1 through 26 on your roster and more for players 27 through 53. It's okay, who's going to be cornerback 5 on this roster? Who's going to be wide receiver 4? Who's going to be that depth backup, you know, who's going to be the Mike Caliendo for our team, right? It's harder, in my opinion, and I know it is because we've heard coaches and we've heard, you know, general managers and executives in the NFL talk about it. It's harder to evaluate talent for the last 12 to 15 spots on a roster, excuse me, when you only have 3 games. Come on. I just don't like it. I don't like any part of it in any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, and I mean, eliminating the games takes you out from finding players like Victor Cruz. I mean, there's the famous, like, Hard Knocks of Rex Ryan saying, who is number 3? We got to cover, and coach, you got a special player in 3 after the game because Victor Cruz just torched him in the preseason, and you kind of eliminate a chance for a receiver to kind of have a career like he did.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll talk more about this stuff as we go along. We've got some messages in the text line that we'll get to, 913-586-7965. On the other side here, we'll take a look at some of those messages and get you set for hour number 2 of After Hours here on this Wednesday night. Logan Weber joined by Jacob Mustard. This is your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. A quick pop in here before we reach the second hour of our program here tonight. And we're getting more details coming out about the Jimmy Butler trade. If you weren't listening earlier in the show, Jimmy Butler is officially a Golden State Warrior this is a multi-team deal. So here are the details. Jimmy Butler going to the Warriors. Andrew Wiggins, PJ Tucker, and an unprotected first-round pick are going to the Miami Heat. Lindy Waters and Josh Richardson are going to the Pistons. Dennis Schroeder is going to the Utah Jazz. And Kyle Anderson is going to the Toronto Raptors. So that is 5 teams involved in this trade. And the biggest piece of this is that with Jimmy Butler heading to Golden State, it's sort of a sign and trade, right? A lot of it was, okay, where would Jimmy Butler get traded to where he would actually sign an extension? Warriors did an excellent job of this, trading for Butler and simultaneously agreeing to a new two-year, $121 million extension that will keep him in Golden State through the 2026-27 season. So the that looming fact of, will Jimmy Butler even re-sign? Yes. So the Warriors are not just getting a half-season wonder. They're getting Jimmy Butler for the next two-plus years as a member of the Golden State Warriors, seemingly. So a big deal. Big deal for the Golden State Warriors to make this move work, as they are now going to pair Steph Curry with Jimmy Butler and see if they can make something happen with that. So that'll do it for hour one here of After Hours. Make sure you guys stick around. We're here till 9 o'clock, where we will take a look at some of your messages in our text line, talk a little bit more Super Bowl, talk some college basketball and some college football. Our number, 913-586-7965. Again, 913-586-7965. You're listening to After Hours. This is Logan Weber, joined by Jacob Mustard on 96.5 The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.